Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Imagine the thousands of calls that a principal or school secretary has to make to find cover for a suddenly unwell teacher. My next guest has set up a platform to connect available substitute teachers with desperate schools looking for urgent cover in order to avoid unattended classes. Class Cover already has schools using its services in Australia, where the site was established, and it is hoping to emulate that success here in Ireland. But will it work? Bren Grozier is the founder of Class Cover and is on the line from Sydney. Good morning or good afternoon, Ben.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Ben. Explain how Class Cover works.
Yeah, look, Class Cover is a solution to a problem that we've experienced here in Australia for a very long time. It allows schools to have complete control of their substitute teacher and SNA list and to book them in a matter of seconds. It allows the substitutes to control where they're getting work, where they're making themselves available, and all in all just saves a whole lot of wasted time and calls or messages to unavailable teachers.
All right. So teachers with the suitable qualifications sign up to the website and show their qualifications and their expertise and their location, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's right. So all schools will have a list of subs that they've approved to work at their school. They can very easily import those or invite those existing teachers to their Class Cover profile. And then if another teacher wishes to sign up or a teacher wishes to sign up, they can do exactly that. They put in their teaching council number. And once approved by the school, they can then be invited by one or more schools to be on their list as a new teacher.
Okay. The substitute teacher, obviously, they have their specifications and they also have their location. In other words, you're not going to get a substitute teacher from Galway to come all the way to Cork to do a day's work, I presume.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So if the school is looking for teachers or SNAs outside of their curated list as such, they can geolocate teachers who have given permission to be found by schools on Class Cover. They can find the teacher profiles. They can look at their name and see what their subject speciality is, for example, get in touch with them. And if they approve them and they want to invite them to their school, they can do exactly that.
Mm. And who's responsible for the vetting and the approval of the teachers? Is it the school itself?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, the school itself. And as you can imagine, even across different school systems and let's say ETB and national schools, they might vet and approve teachers in slightly different ways. So the onus of approval remains with the school. And also you might well have a perfectly qualified teacher or an SNA, and you might just have enough teachers in that particular subject area. Let's say it's a history teacher. And so for that reason, you might choose not to add that teacher to your list. So yeah, that onus of approval sits with the school.
Okay. Now, in Australia, you calculate that 4 million calls a year are made to unavailable substitute teachers, and you want to get that number down to zero. Now, Ireland's a smaller country geographically as well as in population terms, but that's a big task.
It is a big task, and we set ourselves that goal back in 2012 when we first founded Class Cover. We had a principal tell us one time that they'd made 76 phone calls before they'd found a teacher, and that 4 million number is a number that we've successfully brought down in a very large way. We've got over half the schools in Australia use Class Cover to manage substitute teachers, and look we think that we're absolutely a business, but at the same time we think we've got a huge solution to a huge problem and challenge for Irish education, and really looking forward to saving our schools and educators a lot of time.
How many schools? I know you're only just started the business, but you must have some schools already on board, do you?
Yeah, look, we've run an expression of interest campaign over the summer, and we've had an excellent response from both schools and subs and SNAs. I can share with you that it's in the three-figure number of schools. Mm. That's about all I'm going to disclose at the moment. But suffice to say, with schools on holidays, we've been overwhelmed by how many expressions of interest we've had, despite the fact they're on a break.
Okay. Now, the teaching profession is heavily unionized in Ireland. I think it is in Australia as well. Does that pose an issue? I.e., do schools insist that substitute teachers are a member of a certain union?
Look, The short answer to that is we work with unions in Australia, like you alluded to, and have always had great relationships with the unions. And again, even in sort of in line with the vetting process and the approval sitting with the school, if that's one criteria that a school has, then that again sits with the school. They need to check with that teacher, see if they're attached to a union, if that's their policy. We do not arrive on Irish shores thinking we know everything about Irish education. We've formed some great relationships with the likes of the schools and the educators and our new staff, our ex-teachers who have come on board to work with us in Ireland. And so we will just do whatever is required to fit in with the Irish teacher landscape, including that of the teachers' federations and the unions.
And who pays? I.e., you're not a charity, you're in business to stay in business. Who pays and how is it calculated? Is it per person or per batch or per month or per class?
Yeah, so first and foremost, the teachers and the SNAs will never pay. It wouldn't be in the interest of the success of the platform or the success of schools easily recruiting and sourcing substitute teachers. So I just want to make that very clear. The schools do pay an annual license fee. Now, that license fee is dependent on the student enrollment because very simply, the more students you have at a school, the more teachers, and that means more sick teachers or more absent teachers, so more need for the software. So the smaller schools pay a very modest amount, ramping up as the student enrollments grow.
Okay. And what's the website? Is it classcover.com?
That's right. It's classcoverapp.ie.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, best of luck with it, Ben. That is Ben Grozier, the chief executive of ClassCover, talking to us from Sydney, Australia.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.